So welcome, everyone. It's a Thursday night.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the God I love and hold him tight, so happy together. If I should call you up, invest the time, and say that you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. Ba 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 ba. Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together, 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 so happy together. So happy together.
We usually nail that harmony. Oh well, I wasn't
it's not
thinking.
A Sunday. We don't have to get it right yet.
Prophets all day, and I long for promise. We will fix our eyes on Him, our soul's reward, till the race is finished and the work is done. We'll walk by faith and not by sight.
We will stand as children of the promise. We will fix our eyes on Him, our soul's reward, till the race is finished and the work is done.
We'll walk by faith and not by sight. We'll walk by faith and not by sight.
So, you know, on Sundays we like to do a blend. Therefore, we on Thursdays we end up doing a blend too, if so led. And this is a pretty, it's a pretty song. We like to do this. So sing with us, Sweet Hour of Prayer.
Sweet Hour of Prayer, Sweet Hour of Prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me out. My Father's throne makes all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return. Of prayer, that joy I feel, the bliss I share for those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With such I hasten to the place where God my Savior shows His face, and let me take my station there and wait for Thee, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Sweet Hour of Prayer, Sweet Hour of Prayer, Thy wing shall my petition bear to Him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since He bids me seek His face, believe His word and trust His grace, oppress on Him my every care and wait for Thee, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Sweet Hour of Prayer, Sweet Hour of Prayer, may I Thy consolation share, till from Mount Pisgah's lofty height I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh shall drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize, and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, Sweet Hour of Prayer.
Neat old classic, isn't it? By golly. There it is. Okay. Now I know the front row knows this song. We're going to see how many in the back rows.
Sing them over again to me.
wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words. Wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words. Wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all. Wonderful words of life. Sinners list to the loving call. Wonderful words of life. Also freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
You guys got it now? Everybody got it figured out? Ready for this verse? It's the last one.
Sweetly echo the gospel call. Wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all. Wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify us forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words. Wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words. Wonderful words of life.
That crunching sound. Now we're talking.
I try, I can't get no, I can't get no. When I'm driving in my car and a man comes on the radio and he's telling me more and more about some worldly information supposed to drive my imagination, I can't get no, 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 no. I try, and I try, and I try. I can't get no, I can't get no. When I'm watching my TV and a man comes on to tell me how my life can be, that I must be a man like Jesus walked, showing me how to be. I wanna get more. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 I'm saved today. Now I've got some satisfaction. Stepping forward, taking action. I will try. I can't get more. When I'm riding round the world and I'm doing this and I'm a singing that and I'm a trying to tell the world about Jesus and his love for me, cause he's the king of this world. I gotta get more. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
Jesus.
I got
Jesus.
I got
Jesus.
And satisfaction.
Lots of satisfaction.
Yes, satisfaction.
Jesus, satisfaction.
Well, in my devotions, I was doing, which typically, believe it or not, I actually do a devotional in the morning, and I like to use an app, which used to be called YouVersion, but now it's called Bible. It's the Bible app, Bible.com. And I just finished, I usually do a yearly prayer and read through the whole Bible, all right? Through the Old Testament, New Testament, you know, you do the whole Bible in a year. And a lot of times I like to use what they call the Robert Roberts plan. Because the Robert Roberts reading plan does a really nice job of taking Old Testament scripture and then having you read a New Testament scripture, which kind of fulfills what the old said, you know, whenever it can, which is really neat. So like, for example, in Isaiah 53:5, where it says, you know, by his stripes you'll be healed, referring to the coming of Jesus 700 years later. You know, then we've actually got 1 Peter 2:24, which says, by his stripes you were healed. Okay, so the two tied together. Things like that with it. Well, that plan finished up at the end of December. And I thought, you know, I want to do something a little more focused, mostly on the New Testament. Because I've already done 10 years of listening through the Bible. So once a year with that. So now I'm going through the New Testament. And the thing I like with this one, and if you're part of the Bible app, it's called NT, which is New Testament. It's called NT Chronological. And what they do is they're starting at all the books in the New Testament. Specifically, what they're doing right here are the Gospels, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it's cool because, you know, all those different Gospels have the same stories, just kind of different perspectives. And that's what this is doing. So, for example, today it gave me a Matthew 8, verses 1 through 17. It gave me Luke 7, 1 through 10. It gave me a whole bunch of them. But anyway, those specific verses are all the same story. And, of course, there are some stories, as you know, that aren't duplicated. There are some that are unique within each gospel. But one of these, actually a couple of these, God kind of laid on my heart to go through. And actually, maybe I'll just read it off of here instead of out of the Bible book. This is Matthew 8. And it's verses, it runs like verses 1 through 17. And I'll just pull some stuff out of here I wanted to share with you. So large crowds followed Jesus as he came down the mountainside. And suddenly, I like this, suddenly, right, a big surprise, a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him. Lord, the man said, if you're willing, you can heal me and make me clean. Now, I like this part of it, all right? This guy is humble before Jesus, right? He said, hey, Jesus, if you're willing. Now, remember, Jesus has just been on the earth now. This guy didn't have the advantage we know that, hey, Jesus heals everybody no matter what. He's got to come to him. Jesus reached out and touched him, said, I am willing, be healed. Now, before I finish the rest, leprosy, of course, at the time, even today, you know, very contagious. You know, you don't be the high priests in that, through the Jewish culture, they would isolate the lepers. They'd keep them away. Matter of fact, they were required, when they would come near people, they were required to yell out, and they're required to wear special garb, you know, to signify, hey, we are unclean, all right? So the fact that Jesus reached out and touched him, think about that, all right? You know, any one of us would be like, should I? But Jesus said, no, it's my will, and he touched. And instantly, the leprosy disappeared. Then Jesus said to him, don't tell anyone about this. Instead, go to the priest and let him examine you. Take along the offering required in the law of Moses for those who have been healed of leprosy. This will be a public testimony that you have been cleansed. All right? So now Jesus, isn't this interesting, right? So Jesus says, don't tell anybody about this. Check this out, all right? Jesus just healed this guy. What an awesome thing, right? This guy's, oh, I've been healed. And Jesus said, no, don't go tell anybody. Go follow the rules, all right? Go to the high priest. Go tell him what's going on. Take the offering according to the law of Moses, so it will be a public testimony that you've been cleansed. When Jesus returned to Capernaum, this goes on to another story. When Jesus returned to Capernaum, a Roman officer came and pleaded with him. He said, Lord, my young servant lies in bed and is paralyzed in terrible pain. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. So here we've got a Roman officer comes to Jesus and actually says he pleaded with him. All right, he just didn't walk up and say, "Hey, would you mind?" You know, he pleaded, he begged, and Jesus said, "Well, come and heal him." But then the officer said, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my house. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say, 'Go,' and they go. Or 'Come,' and they come. And if I say to my slaves, 'Do this,' then they do it." And when Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Jesus was amazed that this guy got it. All right, this is a soldier who understood authority, because that's what Jesus does. He gives us his authority. And unfortunately, in a lot of churches, as we've been growing up, we've not been taught that we have the authority of Christ. We have the authority over all darkness. We have the power to speak the result, you know, through Jesus. So Jesus heard this, was amazed, and he turned to those who were following him. So Jesus speaks to the crowd, and he says, "I tell you the truth. I haven't seen faith like this in all of Israel. I tell you that," this is a Roman soldier, remember, "I tell you this, that many Gentiles will come from all over the world, from east and west, and will sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and feast at the kingdom of heaven." Now think what Jesus just said there. Because the Jews now, God's chosen people, right? Right? They had a little puffed up chest thing going on, right? "Hey, man, we're God's chosen people. We're good stuff, right?" And Jesus pretty much humbles them with this one. He says, "But many Israelites, those for whom the kingdom was prepared," God's people, "will be thrown into outer darkness where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Wow. So these people are thinking they're God's chosen, and Jesus is saying, "Hey." Then Jesus said to the Roman officer, "Go back home. Because you believed, it has happened." Check that out. "Because you have believed, it has happened." And the young servant was healed that same hour. This particular one is great, yeah. So check it out. And this is the last part of this one. Okay, now we talk about another healing. So now Jesus arrives at Peter's house, okay? And Peter's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a fever. But when Jesus touched her hand, the fever left her and she got up and prepared a meal for him. Check that out. She's sick in bed, got a fever. Jesus walks in and done. And that evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. He cast out the evil spirits with a simple command, and he healed all the sick. And I want to make that really clear. All the sick, not some. Jesus healed all. This fulfilled the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said he took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. See, when God prophesies, when he speaks through his prophets, God's word is always fulfilled. Okay? So everything that Jesus did fulfilled the word. Jesus could have easily decided he was going to divert or do something different, but he knew what the plan was. The plan was to execute on what God was showing him to do there. Just absolutely amazing on how that rolls through. And then on a parallel one, it actually takes, this particular one took me over to Luke 7. So with Luke 7, starting at the beginning of the chapter, this does the same thing, and I'll just highlight some of the differences that they notice in this. So it talks about the Roman officer who came to Jesus. And again, it says here, they earnestly begged Jesus to help this man. Now, this is different. This is a little different. Let me actually double back on this. Because you remember I said the Roman officer came to Jesus and begged him. That was a perspective that we just had from Matthew. All right? Now we're in Luke. Now, Luke was a physician. Okay? Luke was a doctor, if you will. As much of a doctor could be back then, right? And so in Luke 7, so here, this was his perspective. When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people, he returned to Capernaum. At that time, the highly valued slave of a Roman officer was sick and near death. When the officer heard about Jesus, this is the guy who was a slave, he sent some respected Jewish elders to him to ask him to come and heal a slave. Did you check that out? Sorry, so Jewish elders asked Jesus to go heal. Now listen to the rest. So they earnestly begged Jesus, this is the Jewish elders, earnestly begged Jesus to help the man. "If anyone deserves your help, this guy does," meaning the Roman person whose slave is sick. "If anyone deserves your help, he does, for he loves the Jewish people and even built a synagogue for us." This is why it's important to read all the Gospels. you know, because all of us are standing here in this room. There could be an event happening right up here, right now. Even me just talking right now. And somebody, and everybody's going to have a little different perspective on it. That's just the way God made us, all right? He got all that. But isn't it fascinating, though, the difference between that? Because, man, that's pretty significant, you know? The Roman soldier coming to ask versus he asked the Jewish to ask. And actually, that one's more palatable, actually, in this scenario. Because remember, Jesus was considered to be a respected teacher. Well, I mean, he was. Jesus was an awesome teacher. So Jesus went with them, but before they arrived at the house, now see, that's different also. It didn't say on the other one, it didn't say that Jesus went with them at all. This one, it says that Jesus went with them, but before they arrived at the house, the officer sent some friends to say, "Lord, don't trouble yourself by coming to my home, for I'm not worthy of such an honor. I'm not even worthy to come to meet you. Just say the word from where you are, my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. Go and they go, come and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, and they do this." And when Jesus turned this, he was amazed. They're similar there, right? And he turned to the crowd. That's the same. And he said, "I tell you, I haven't seen faith like this in all of Israel." And when the officer's friends returned to his house, they found the slave completely healed. Notice what happened here. Luke didn't talk about how Jesus pretty much said to the Israelites, you know, good luck getting there. You know, you get Jews and Gentiles here. He didn't include that part on it. That's just different perspectives. And it's what was important to him. Now, remember, too, when Jesus was ascended, he talked to his disciples. And he said, the Holy Spirit is going to give you remembrance of all these things that happened. So these things they wrote down, it's led by the Holy Spirit. But this is just how the Spirit worked through the individuals that wrote this. Isn't that crazy? It's really neat. It's really, really neat. But how many times, though, do we see that, though, where just day-to-day events, somebody does something out of good faith, and somebody else, you know, just because they're jealous or whatever, they look at it differently. It's, oh, he just did that just so he could, you know, get people to applaud, or just go, he could get, da 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 da. They go down the list. Or somebody does something gracious. Oh, they're just trying to, you know, or that guy owes this person. What? Man, come on, guys. We're human, right? We're frail humans. Pastor's message this week is going to cover on Sunday will be on the words that we don't like. And the word he's doing this Sunday is can't. That's why we had I can't get no satisfaction. That's why you had our Olivia with can't you see? Just about every one of the songs has the word can't buried in there somewhere. Okay, actually not all of them, but most of them do. And that's by design. That's by design to kind of help reinforce the message he's going to bring in. But isn't that true though? The word can't. You know, the word can't, it can run both ways, can it? where's my drone? Where's my drone when I need him? it can go both ways, right? Sometimes if someone tells us you can't do that, what does that do? We can react to that two different ways, right? We can decide, oh, yeah, you're right. I'm not worthy, I'm not going to do that. Or you can say, what do you mean I can't do that? That's right. There she is. I'm going to do it. Uh-huh. That's right. When you got on that plane to Nicaragua 22 years ago, first time you ever got on a plane? And you went, that was your first time ever on a plane ever, right?
No.
Oh, it wasn't?
My first time going to.
But to Nicaragua, which is a long flight. How long is that flight?
10-hour
flight. Okay. Yeah.
There's a big rest in
there. But still, it's somebody could have easily said, you can't, and you could have said, oh, you're right, I can't.
Well,
but you said, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I held that the whole year.
That's right.
And I said, I'm going.
That's right. That's awesome. That's good stuff. So, I'm here to tell you, you can. It's not you can't, you can. And you can, and how? Through Jesus. Through faith in Jesus. Just as the Roman officer came up and said, hey, I know Jesus, you have the authority. And Jesus spoke the word. Jesus gives us his authority. When he left, when he ascended into heaven, remember he raised from the dead, he hung out with all the disciples and all the followers. See, a lot of the Gospels don't make that very clear. He had like 500 people following him after he was resurrected, okay? And of course, quite a bit earlier too. But And they all witnessed Jesus going up into the clouds. You know, so it wasn't just some fantasy in that. But before Jesus left, he said, I give you this authority, right? He said, I give you my power, my authority. Now, the disciples, he kind of did that in a special setting, but he did it to everybody. He gave it every one of us. So for a believer, you know, and Mark 16:17 tells us that these signs shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You know, it doesn't say they can't. It says they shall, and they will, and they will. What's happening in the world on the prayer request side? I am. God is good. God is really good. Hey, come on, let's get out here now. Let's get out here in a circle. And let's lift up some prayer. One of these days, what is going to happen? Well, you know, it's not a perfect circle, Brandon. If you're OCD ended on me. I'm gonna left hand this one this time. I'm gonna left hand. God bless you, brother. Nice to see you here. This guy's got the warmest outfit on that I've ever had.
Yes.
Romero, you got it happening. He's got it happening, man. You got to do much outside stuff?
Yes, like dealing with trucks coming in.
Yeah. I mean, you got a little shed. You can kind of you get in, you
no,
pour
man,
them up.
No shed.
You're outside the whole time?
Inside.
Oh.
We go outside with the truck.
Oh, okay. So you're not outside the whole time?
No.
Well, that's good. That's good. I was listening to something on the radio. There was a lady talking about, I can't remember where she was, but it gets down to like minus 60. And they asked her, they said, well, how do you deal with that? She said, well, I put on like four layers. two sets of gloves and she just went on and on. You know? And they'll go for weeks at a time where they can't even go outside because it's just too cold. It's like, wow.
This is her job?
It's part of her job. She's a scientist.
Oh.
And, you know, they're doing research. It's probably Antarctica or something. I guess. Where else can you get that cold on Earth, right? Gee, Siberia maybe? I don't know. Oh, Scott Shop. Yeah, okay. See, Scott's so used to the cold, that's why he can stand here in short sleeves. You see anybody else in short sleeves?
Yeah,
well, Brandon, kind of.
I was going to say, that'll be a long sleeve. I rolled it up.
Oh, but it is good. Well, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for bringing us all together here tonight. Thank you for your great and amazing blessings. Thank you, Daddy, especially for those we're going to be praying for here. Specifically praying for laying of hands, Lord, and just seeing your amazing glory. We had a lady here yesterday at the Celebration of Life. Her name was Patty. She was in a wheelchair. And as you might expect, when I see a wheelchair, I pay attention. And I went up and talked to Patty. And Patty was 58. 58, but she looked 30. I mean, at least from a distance, she looked 30, I should say. An incredible lady. She was a gymnast and a ballerina, but yet the enemy had gotten hold of her and messed her up. Her back was in pain. She needed her hip replaced, which is why she was in the chair. So I shared with her. We had a rheumatoid arthritis healing here a number of weeks, about a month or so ago. Total healing. And I shared that with her and encouraged her. And I said, can I pray for you? She said, yeah. I said, can I put my hand on your back? She said, yeah. And I put my hand on her back. She got hot. She got real hot. And all the pain left her back. I said, what's going on your back? She says, feels pretty good. I said, you got any pain? She said, no. I said, when's the last time you didn't have pain? She said, I can't remember. And I said, well, do something else. So she lifts up a leg like this. And I said, did you have trouble doing that? She said, I couldn't do that before. And I told her, oh, it was awesome. So I asked her, I said, well, you want to get out of the chair? And she said, no. So that's all right. I said, it's all right. I said, well, we pray for people on Thursday nights, and we see God do all that cool stuff. He's going to rearrange her. We're going to see some people rearranged here tonight. But, Lord, we thank you for the prayers that we've lifted up here. And I'd just like to go down through my list. So Lord, just thank you for the joys, the great joys that Allison, you've been getting. That's awesome. Awesome. And we're coming against that stuff that's messing with your sinus or whatever's messing there. We're gonna see all that. Oh, this ought to be fun. Okay. This ought to be really fun. And Debbie, we're lifting up Reba. We're lifting up even the name of Jesus, that that back is made fully whole. For the Lord, and the Word tells us when two or more are gathered in agreement with God's will, and we know it's God's will for healing, and we all agree that God wants this done for her. So we thank you, Lord, that she's just amazed. She's amazed as you touch her and just mess with her mind. What would happen? You know? Bring her, take her from being a 007 Christian to an outgoing Christian. You know, no more secret stuff. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's good stuff, isn't it? Yeah, 'tis good. Oh, and Linda, we're gonna see God finish up whatever needs to be done on that leg of yours, okay? Your leg and your feet. So when you go see the doctor, he's going to say, you look good. Thanks for stopping by. Okay? That's what God does. And bless you, Linda, for you stepping out and not letting can't get in your way.
No, I always have to do it.
That's right. You can do it, right? Yeah, she can and she does. So we're going to see that amazing stuff happen. And Lord, we're lifting up Teresa. Teresa, Lord, I mean, the loss of a loved one is never easy, no matter what way, what how. But Parkinson's is a nasty one. It just takes the memories of all those good memories and just that we have of them. It's bad enough that the person suffering that is affected in that way, but it just affects everybody. It's wicked. It's got to stop. These things got to bow. But Lord, we just speak of peace, a supernatural peace for her. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the blessed memories of her husband. And help Teresa, Lord, focus on the good memories. The good memories and the good times. And knowing that she will be reunited with him in paradise with you. Yeah, because that's what God does. Just great peace. Great, great peace. So, Lord, I thank you for my brother Romero and all the blessings that you've been flowing upon him in his life. Thank you, Lord, he's got a job. Thank you, Lord, that he's made you his the number one. The number one, man. And you're sharing that through your new lovely bride with Shelly. And we're speaking, thanking God for continued and final good healing for her, whatever else she might need. And she is strengthened with peace and joy. Strengthened with peace and joy because our God is an awesome, awesome God. And Lord, I thank you for Brother Michael over here. It's great to see your brother. You've got a lot of different challenges, I know, man, and the world's been beating you up, but bless God, he's greater. He is greater. And the Matthew 6 blessings, Matthew 6:33 tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things are all the things that we need. So thank you, Lord, that all the needs are met for Michael and for Rebecca. Thank you, Daddy, for the joy. How awesome. Getting rid of all that neuropathy junk, you know, and blessing her with a job, you know. And Lord, I thank you. You'll work out this schedule thing between the car. You will work things out because our God is able. He will do this. He will do this. But I thank you for immense, immense, just incredible favor for her because she is walking it out. She is seeking you diligently, Lord. Hebrews 11:6 tells us he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And bless God, I see you doing that, Rebecca. Keep pushing on. Keep pressing on. God is good. Oh, man, isn't God good? And Lord, I thank you for a real drummer.
Amen.
We thank you. Be nice to me. Oh, he is excellent, yeah. No, but my thank is that he's here and I'm not behind that sitting back there. But I thank you, Lord, for grace. Upon me. But it's good. It's good. We're glad you're here, brother. Good to see you, my friend. And I thank you, Lord, anything that's still messing with you, any pains that I think what's been going on with you, man? You've been seeing some changes? Kind of maybe whatever? Okay, I thought Brandon told me there was a brief respite. Okay. Respite. All right, well, we're coming against that, man. Getting all that feeling back where it belongs in your feet and that, because she had some stuff going on, and God took care of that. So we'll definitely lifting. Abby, it's nice to see you here. I'm glad you're here. God's blessing you guys. Patience for Brandon. You're at the age where patience is a hard thing to grab hold of. I remember. And you'll notice my mom's not here today. She's in Florida, so she can't chime in, so I can actually speak. Because believe me, she would chime in. And mom listens to the recording, so mom, I love you. And we miss you.
He's trying to make up for what he said earlier.
Yeah. And we lift up Olivia. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that Olivia graced us here with the flute. That was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. We look forward to hearing that on Sunday. And we thank you, Lord, the congestion and just junk that's messing with her is bound, and she is set free. She is set free. Yeah.
She sang Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I'm losing track. Yes. I'm losing track of days. It was Christmas Eve. She sang Christmas Eve. Yes, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It's neat. It's a neat thing to see her getting involved. And I know, Brandon, you're a big part of that. I know. The big brother. Big brother. Big brother's encouraging the little sister.
That wasn't my patience prayer, but actually.
Oh, yeah, think about that. There's a positive. There's a joy, right? He's taught you patience. Oh, join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Who are we praying for first? Who are we praying for first? We can get that out of your nose first? Sit down. Oh, Brandon has an idea.
I have an idea.
Well, I got to hear this. The neti pot. I don't think they already did it.
I know, drunk, yeah. Drumstick and a straw. Yeah, now we're back.
Come on, put you in the hot seat. We like to make this the hot seat right here.
Alrighty.
We like to make her the hot seat. Come on into the hot seat, guys. Come on, let's lay. Anybody wants to? Why hasn't it dissolved? Yeah, what's the logic with that? It's got to go. You want to bring her out here? Here, stand up a second. Now we got her. Now we really got her in a hot seat. Let's get on this young lady. Let's see all this stuff taken care of. So you actually kind of feel it up there right now? Somebody do me a favor. Grab me a Kleenex over there. She's going to need it.
Where you are.
Okay. She's going
to
need it. No more of that stuff. So Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Allison, Lord. And we thank you for your great love for her. For Allison, you're an awesome child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And this healing, it belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. So everybody repeat this after me. Say, this healing belongs to Allison.
This healing belongs to Allison.
Because of what Jesus has done. Allison, be healed now.
Allison, be healed now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
All right. I'll put your hand wherever the pain. Put your hand up there. Okay.
I mean, it's really...
Oh, quit it. All right. Hold on. Okay, watch this now. Daddy, take care of this right now for her. See, God took care of Allison... a couple months back, wasn't it, Allison? You had shoulder and neck, and just, she was in an accident, whiplash stuff. She'd been enduring that for a number of years, and she works for a massage place, and she was over there one time. She's kind of going like, yes, I said, you know, I'm thinking, wait a minute, you work at a massage? So what's up? And she proceeds to tell us that. But when we prayed for her, we prayed, test after the third time she tested, it was just pop, 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 and it was done. Was done. So Lord, I thank you. How about for the first time this time, Lord? First time around. Take that discomfort away, Lord. However that thing is, if there's anything that damages done, Lord, I thank you, Papa, for brand new, for the sinuses, for the back of the throat, that whole cavity through there, Lord. There it goes. I thank you, Daddy. Just slide. Do you feel it? Yeah, okay. I thank you, Lord. Just set her fully free right now. Fully free. because our God is awesome. Do you need to blow?
No.
Do you want to try to blow?
It's not in my nose.
How does it feel, though?
It's gone.
It's gone. Go get a drink of water. You got some water?
Yeah.
Go get a drink of water. I want to be double sure, but she says it's gone. Let's find out. Isn't that awesome? So she goes to the hospital. They try to flush the thing out. Yeah. That's right. God's taking care of her. God's taking care of her.
Seriously, you could hear it. Like when I would breathe.
Well, the eustachian tube type thing or whatever? Or?
No, like in my nose, you could hear it sounded stuffy, and now.
It's good?
It's gone.
That's awesome. How awesome is that? One. Next. God's healing. God's healing. God's healed. Did you, or would you want to sit in for your friend? This is scriptural too, by the way, guys. All right, it actually ties back in through prayer clause, okay? Because in prayer clause, and the prayer clause actually come from Peter. When Peter would walk, people would want the way they described it, they wanted to be within the shadow of Peter, meaning physically close enough, because as he walked by, they would receive healing. All right. So remember, we did the prayer cloth. Okay, we did that. So you guys know about that. But anyway, all right. So Debbie, we thank you for sitting in here for Reba. And Lord, we thank you as we come against the garbage that's messing with Reba. So everybody repeat after me. This healing belongs to Reba.
This healing belongs to Reba.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Yeah.
Pain, you must leave right now.
Back be made fully whole.
In Jesus' name. Were you feeling that? Did you need something too? She's getting lit up too. Well, finish her off, Lord. Give her everything she needs too. Oh, that's right. You had some congestion stuff. Hold on. All right. Let's do this one. This healing belongs to Debbie. Say that one. This healing belongs to Debbie. Because of what Jesus has done. Sinuses be loosed. Be fully clear. Infirmity, go.
Infirmity, go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Kleenex. Romero is my Kleenex man. Thank you, brother.
It's here.
Wait, she did the same thing to me. I can't forget about the Kleenexes then. put your hand down there for me. Put your hand on your where the congestion is, okay? All right, let's do this. Put your hand right here. See, we've made our declaration, all right? And we thank you, Lord, that she's been sitting in for Reba, and Reba's received that, Lord. I thank you that Debbie receives what she needs to right now. So, Lord, let her feel that loosening up. Just touch her, Papa. Open up the lungs, all the sinuses, all the junk. Infirmity, you must bow. So go.
Go now.
Go. That's right. You tell it, Linda. It's awesome. All that junk's got to go. Every last bit. Every last bit. We thank you, Jesus. Every last bit. Every last bit. What are you feeling, sweetheart? Getting some good stuff in there, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, if you need a cough, you got that.
I don't cough.
Can you take a deep breath? Does it aggravate it?
No. I'm good.
Okay. You feeling good?
Mm-hmm.
God's good. Isn't God awesome? Isn't God awesome?
Yes.
God is awesome. God bless you, sweetheart.
Oh, I'm happy for you.
I am happy for you.
Thank you. Is this
right? No, like. Yeah. Now, Linda, you know what to tell that leg to do because you've done
now.
It.
Now, Daddy.
That's right. She stands on the authority of Christ. And Jesus, Jesus is our daddy.
Yeah.
That's right. He's our daddy. That's a relationship thing going on.
Right.
That's a relationship going on, man. That's exactly what's going on. All right. So everybody say this after me. Say, this healing belongs to Linda.
This healing belongs to Linda.
Because what Jesus has done.
Because what Jesus has done.
Knee, you be made whole right now. Perfect and at peace.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
Okay,
now I need you to move around and tell me try and see what's different. You had something with your, what were you saying, tripping too? Was it? What was going on? Her is that because the feet aren't coming up or flat? What do they call it? Drop foot. Drop foot. Drop foot, go. If there's anything left of that, just go. You feeling good? Can you go up the steps? Steps are always a good one. Steps are always good. I prayed for a... Ooh, that looked good. That looked good. How you feeling?
Feel good.
You look good. You don't look as good as Bruce, but you look good.
Yeah.
No, you look better than Bruce.
Thank you.
Thank God.
Thank God. One thing I love with Linda, like, bless God, she knows that she just tells that junk to go, and you told it to go.
I did.
Look at you.
I do in nighttime. Debbie, heal me.
But you hear her yelling from bed?
Yeah.
All right,
I mean,
wait a minute. Who am I forgetting? Who am I forgetting? We wrote down some stuff here. Allison, bless God. Oh, there's Allison. Is Allison? Got Allison covered. You ready for Reba? Who am I forgetting anybody? Step forward if I am. Let me pray for you. How you doing, all right, brother? You looking good?
No, just sinuses. That's it.
Sinuses? Sit down. Man. Sit down. God's healing all kinds of things today, man. Sinuses, man. Come on. Come on, guys. Come on. Come on. Oh, yeah. Well, put your hand. Put your hand on your where the pain is.
Where?
Put your hand right there. There you go. You got it. Lord, I thank you for my brother Romero. That's right. He's an awesome and amazing God. Hey, you guys are getting used to it, so declare it with me. This healing belongs to Romero. Because of what Jesus has done. Pain, go.
Infirmity, go.
Sinuses, relax.
And
be at peace. And perfect now. In the name of Jesus. Now just hang loose for a moment. All right, Lord, just set him free. Set him free. No more pain, no more discomfort. Just perfectly perfect. Perfectly perfect. I'm loving your hair today, man. You look marvelous. It's good. What are you feeling, my friend? Feeling? Pain's gone? Okay, well, take some, just breathe through your nose there and that. Tell me what's going on. How's that feeling? He's taking good breaths. That's good. How's that feel? Any tightness or any discomfort? You can smell. You can smell. Okay. Sorry about that. You can smell. Nice, man.
It'll be a blessing.
Nice.
Give me strength on my feet this night.
That's right. Warmth, strength, power.
For 8 hours and stuff.
That's right.
I pray, Lord, that you can strengthen my feet too, Lord, that I may be able to stand on.
Giant. Speaking the result. That's beautiful, brother.
As
that's right. Yeah. Amen, brother. God bless you, my
keep
friend.
Keep him awake.
Hey, I'm gonna be up.
Give it up, brother.
I'm gonna sleep with all jobs.
I love it, brother. Great. That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, it's gone. Like, seriously, it's gone. Like,
I know, man. Isn't that God good?
Yeah, it was like between a pain between 1 and 10, it was an 8.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad. I had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah. Not anymore, man.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
You got brand new, brand new. Yes. Oh. When I had my hand on your shoulder, I was just feeling some stuff. Come on here, brother. Michael. Come on. Come on. Oh, man. No, we're just speaking of just a special blessing here for Rebecca. Lord. Just a special blessing, Lord. So, Lord, she had mentioned about the smoking stuff, and I know there's just other things that just mess. That's just life. But as you know, normally we turn to things like that because there's a need that satisfies a human need, a craving, something that's happening in this world that we need to fill. So, Lord, I thank you that whatever that need is, it is filled with you. It is filled with your peace. It is filled with your love. And it's filled with your joy. So we come against any spirit of addiction.
We come against you right now.
That's right. Actually, guys, say this for me. Say, this freedom belongs to Rebecca.
This freedom belongs to Rebecca.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Because of what Jesus has done.
We command all darkness to leave.
We command all darkness to leave.
Under the authority and power in Jesus.
Under the authority and power of Jesus.
Be healed in Jesus'
name.
That's right. That's right. Hang loose for a minute here, Rebecca. God's loving on you. Just set her free, Lord. Just that peace where she stays awake on the drive home, but she can sleep after that. Just fill her out, Lord. Fill her with peace. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, there we go. There it was.
She's so creepy. I hear it all the time.
That's what God does.
He can still my baby. The baby makes me sleep a lot.